Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, can somebody explain this guy to me, please? I mean, I hope especially those that watch our social media platforms and listen to the show on a daily basis, that they're already beyond believing this fictitious nonsense concerning these installed puppets that they call our representatives in so many different cases. And in this particular case, I'm talking about Joe Biden. And we've been over this a million and a half times, but we all the well know, friends, that the American people did not vote him in. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s? As a matter of fact, he's in the 30s. He said, presidents aren't elected. He said they are selected. They're pre-selected. He's also the guy that said there's nothing in politics that happens that's not first planned. So this has been going on for a long time in this country. And if that wasn't the case, friends, who in their right mind would vote for somebody that wants to steal away their God-given rights? I can't think of a one. I'm not saying that there's not people out there that are ignorant, but I am saying that nobody in their right mind would vote for someone that would, do his best to undermine the Constitution in tearing it down and recreating it in his own image. But this is what the American people put up with. And again, I just got to say this, and you can take it how you want to take it, but we are the responsible party. This is the guy that represents the free world. You're going to have to tell me what your thoughts are on this one, because I can't explain it, folks.
And I'm going to hand it over to Mr. Secretary. I'm going to have you speak now, your remarks, and then we're going to hand it over.
He's gone, friends. He's an empty uniform. You guys know that, right? There's nothing there. He can't pronounce the name of the secretary. Secretary Xavier. Okay? This is the leader of the free world, they want you to believe. They want you to believe that you voted him in. This is why they continuously give you a false polling on his approval ratings. And again, friends, keep this in mind as to the next thing that I'm going to tell you in the light of the truth that I'm telling you, that when you look at a Joe Biden, we all the well know, just last week again, 11 million of his followers were found out to be fake. He allegedly had 22 million people. I don't even believe that. They're all bought and paid for. Remember Hillary Clinton did the same thing, 17 million fake followers, and then we found out her Facebook account, she was hijacking the Department of State, and she was taking money and she was buying ads. Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. 19 million of his followers were completely fake. And just to show you the point that I'm trying to make here concerning Barack Hussein Obama and how it's pre-planned, all of this is, it's interesting, before he won his second term, which he would have never won in a million years, at least not from the vote of the people. It's interesting to note that he told the Russian ambassador on a hot mic, wait until the second term. So he already told the people on a global basis that it was pre-planned by the things that he had said to that Russian ambassador. This is Joe Biden again, and this is over in Texas after the shooting. And I want you to see how courageous he is, because this is another example of his pathetic person, to say the least. But check this out, folks.
Do something!
Now, these are the families and the teachers saying, do something.
Do something!
Now, whatever that means, nobody knows. But there's the Secret Service protecting this criminal, giving him a free hand to continuously destroy this country. And they believe one way or another that they're doing their job when they're not. If they were doing their job, they'd be dealing with Biden lawfully. But now watch this coward. You're on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. Look at him. He gives his thumbs up, and the mainstream media is right there, friends, to take a picture of it and just give you the misled information concerning their narrative that the people are in support of them. No, this is the stuff they don't want you to see once again. And, you know, what it is, again, what they expect of the president, I have no idea, but they're going to get more of the same, you can rest assured. And that falls to all of those that are just going along to get along concerning who he is and what it is that he is doing to this country. We shared with you, as a matter of fact, just to take it a step further, last week we had highlighted the fact that one of the attorneys came out and told us that he was under the radar attempting to give the WHO more power, and this was a senior attorney telling the American people this is what Biden's doing. So he's committed the act of treason all over again and again. But I've said this at the very beginning, in the offset of this criminal administration, that if he is known to be one that is unfaithful in oath already, that word is treachery, and he's committed the act of treason with Ukraine, by the way, that's the country now that he's creating bills and garnering money and stealing it from the taxpayers in America and giving it to the Ukrainians to establish a global order. Oh, just ask him. Don't ask me. But it's interesting, folks, that what kind of fruit do you expect from a guy like this? That's the question. What do you expect from a guy that doesn't know how to tell the truth? John 8:44. What do you expect from a guy that lies purposely in hopes that he can push the lie through in hopes that you'll believe it, that it's the truth? Isaiah 5:20. The fruit doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree, does it? And you can go and check out Matthew 7:16 for that as well. If people are trying to figure out right now, Bradley, what's going on as far as your energy level, well, guess what? Everybody's fasting over here, and I am telling you what, Isaiah 58, read the whole thing. Everybody is feeling it. Boy, oh boy, I'm not making it up. What we're going to do on the other side of this hard break coming up here is we're going to get, what does history teach us when a government goes for your guns? It isn't good. Oh, to say the least, it isn't good. And I'm going to play some audio video for you as well from a said representative who said, spare me the BS, he said, about constitutional rights after this shooting that allegedly took place in Texas. And I want you to understand that he's not paying attention to the fact that he's responsible for what he's complaining about. Another gun-free zone, unconstitutional. Oh, a little salt on your tongue here, folks. Did you know that 98% of the mass murders that take place in this country happen in gun-free zones? And maybe this guy should take a look in the mirror. We'll do our best to make him take a look at himself. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Brad, Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Let me hit another couple topics here for you, friends, before we get to the main topic. So during the break, I had a thought because I'm listening to the propagandists, right? And I do my best to counter their lies every step of the way. And we've all heard Vladimir Lenin, the communist. Just listen, folks, a good cop knows the mind of the enemy, right? So should the church before we reprove him, before we have a leg to stand on, Ephesians 5:11. But what I want you to catch on here, at least catch on to here, friends, every time I go on to social media scrolls, man, Elon Musk is everywhere. He's just winning the approbation on the people, of the people on a global basis, isn't he? He just comes out of nowhere. Isn't that interesting? And I've exposed his mom, and I've exposed Elon, and I've exposed his little girlfriend, the little witch, and his occultic ties. And yet the American people, man, they just keep going, "Oh, Elon, man, you're the best, you're the best, you're the best." And nobody's paying attention as to why all of a sudden out of nowhere comes this guy named Elon Musk. Well, Elon Musk came out of nowhere, friends, because he sells Teslas. They're electric cars. And simultaneously, what is happening? Bill Gates attacks him. Everybody hates Bill Gates. They know how to play the game. Vladimir Lenin said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Do you understand? This is all set in play, pre-planned. Gas prices in California right now, I'm not kidding you, $8.05. Never seen it a day in my life. $8.05. And what's happening, friends, as you're being driven away from the pumps, guess what? There's your buddy Elon Musk. What's he doing? He's selling electric cars. Oh, so I thought to myself, I'm just going to follow the lead here, Romans 8:14. Let's see this thought through. Lord, where are you bringing me? So during the break, I didn't go to Tesla because I already showed you that their sales skyrocketed after the whole pandemic, right? And so do the gas prices begin to skyrocket, and then here comes Elon Musk, and then here comes his car, and then here comes car sales skyrocketing. Bill Gates attacking Elon Musk, what is he doing? He's driving traffic to Elon Musk because they're putting Elon in a favorable light, as Bill Gates is trying to put them in an unfavorable light, and his car sales skyrocket. Anybody catch on to how the game's played? Because if, folks, you're like pieces on a game board. If people would think about what's happening, they would understand that this is all pre-planned agendas. $8.05 for a gallon of gas. And then, lo and behold, out of nowhere, we just got back from California a week and a half ago, friends. I never seen so many Teslas in all of my life. So I thought, okay, well, we already highlighted Elon. We already highlighted his occultic ties. We already highlighted the fact that this is all controlled, pre-planned, driving traffic to Elon to buy his cars because that's exactly what it's about. And lo and behold, friends, just out of nowhere, look what I find. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. In the United States, all electric car sales have increased 60%, 60% to almost 160,000 in quarter one of 2022. This is all pre-planned, friends. It's all pre-planned. I'm not paying no $8.05 for a gallon of gas. You know what? I'm going to go over and check out those Teslas. Now Jeep has an electric car. Now GMC has an electric car. Now Chevy has an electric car. Now Ford has an electric car. Boy, just in time to make a whole lot of money off the ignorance of the American people that cannot see what is clearly in front of their faces. This is how they do it. This is how they do it. Electric car sales are up 60%. That's not Elon Musk. That's electric cars overall. Let me see where Tesla's at. We're doing live radio because we're thinking out loud, okay? Tesla car sales, I believe the last that I seen, it was like 247%. Oh, my goodness. You ready for this one? Ah, okay. Just to prove the point once again, folks, we're thinking here together. Thinking out loud. U.S. auto sales, 2021 versus 2019, right? U.S. Tesla sales up 93% in 2021 versus 2019. Well, that's all the government had to do to serve it up to their corporate buddies is to raise gas prices to drive all of that traffic that's not willing to go along and paying $8.05 a gallon, driving traffic right over to their buddies in the Big Three and Tesla and all of those car dealerships that now have electric cars. Anybody thinking with me? I hope so. Because I'll tell you what, folks, ignorance is licentious. Ignorance of the American people, it befuddles me, to say the least. It's, what a word, right? But it's a word. And it is. It blows me away to see what it is that the American people not pay attention to. Okay, so let's go on to the next con man here. Okay, read Ephesians 4:14. I'm going to show you Mr. Sicilian. He's a said representative. I want you to listen carefully as to what he says. When he says BS, I have to block that out. We can't have that on this show, and we're not going to have that on this show. James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29, Colossians 3:8. We're just not going to do it here, okay? But with that said, friends, I want you to pay attention carefully as to what he says here, okay? And he's talking about your God-given rights. And I also want you to remember that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrants that you're about ready to see right here in other countries that you have been taught to submit to in your own backyard. Okay? Check this out. This is about the shooting. Check it out.
Imminent danger to themselves and others, such that they might commit mass murder, have a constitutional right to access a firearm, and to deny them that right would, quote, trample on an individual's due process and Second Amendment rights. You know who didn't have due process? You know who didn't have their constitutional right to life respected? The kids at Parkland and Sandy Hook and Uvalde and Buffalo. And the list goes on and on. So spare me the about constitutional rights.
Would the gentleman
not yield? No, I will not yield. And I'm not going to yield for my entire 5 minutes, so don't ask again. So first of all...
Isn't this cute?
Risk protection order.
Isn't that cute, friends? Isn't that cute? And he goes on in his confusion, and then he says, you know who didn't have their rights? I can tell you who didn't have their rights. The babies that have been murdered in the womb that you voted for concerning abortion, which is illegally sanctioned by the government. I can tell you who didn't have their constitutional rights that day. See, this dummy, he's not thinking about what he's saying. They're talking about saving the lives of the kids, but these are the same people that are signing on to make sure that babies are murdered to the equivalent of 62 million babies since 1973, illegally. Proverbs 6:17. Okay? That's number one. And then he wants to talk about Parkland. He wants to talk about what just took place in the school in Texas. Folks, did you know that Columbine had 20 injured, 12 dead? Did you know that Red Lake High School, which, by the way, we did, there was a mass shooting there. He killed 7. Jeffrey Weiss did. Charles Carl Roberts was 32 years old. He killed 5 at Virginia Tech. Sandy Hook Elementary, Adam Lanza allegedly killed 26 kids. Over at Okias University, One Go was his name. 7 people were murdered. 2018, Stoneman Douglas High, that was Nicholas Cruz that was pinned with that. 17 were dead, which counters all of the eyewitnesses. Accounts, by the way. 2018 Santa Fe High, that was 10 kids that were murdered. 2022 Robb Elementary, there was 21 killed there. Now just hold on with me, because this is what's going to catch up to this ignoramus concerning the things that he had just said. Do you know that 98% of all mass murders happen in gun-free zones? You should ask this guy who's talking about how they didn't have their constitutional rights that day why it is he signed on to make it a gun-free zone, making those kids soft targets for a mass murder. And you should ask him if he has armed security detail around him while he aims his finger at law abiders for the actions of a lawbreaker. Okay, let's think about what this goof is saying. He's a criminal, he needs to be impeached, and he needs to be prosecuted. That's up to you, Americans, but enough is enough of this garbage. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation will cost households on average an extra $5,200 in 2022 or $433 a month, according to Bloomberg. This as President Biden continues to tout the economy.
Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
A top Democratic-led House panel will hold a hearing next week on the deadly mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The Oversight Committee will hear from a number of witnesses, including a fourth grader at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers before being shot dead by a Border Patrol agent. This is USA Radio News. Authorities investigating the Texas school shooting have their hands on the gunman's iPhone. However, experts say it won't be easy to hack their way inside. Tech blogger Michael Garfield says Apple doesn't play ball with law enforcement, and that's been frustrating for investigators in the past. In this case, a judge granted permission to analyze text messages, photos, and videos. The phone is being analyzed by both the Texas Rangers and the FBI. The White House is not spilling the beans regarding an upcoming trip for the president.
President Biden may be heading to Saudi Arabia as gas prices soar. He is expected to travel to Europe at the end of June and could add a stop to Saudi Arabia to meet with the leaders. The White House press secretary has declined to confirm if he will be traveling.
Ellie Andrews reporting from the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so let's listen to Mr. Cicilline one more time, just so you can understand what's backwards in your country. And the question that I lay to your candor is, why does he remain? Okay? Because you're going to get more of this, just like a Biden, just like the rest of these clowns, friends, in the circus of politics. But let's go ahead and check out again what he had to say.
...themselves and others.
Listen to him.
...that they might commit mass murder... have a constitutional right.
He has armed security detail around him while he's accusing law-abiding gun owners for the crimes that he himself is guilty of for creating gun-free zones, which are unconstitutional, just so you know.
Right to access a firearm, and to deny them that right would, quote, trample on an individual's due process and Second Amendment rights. You know who didn't
it's
have
true.
Due process?
You know who didn't have due process? Those babies in the womb and all of those children and teenagers that have been killed in public schools, which, by the way, their parents are dropping them off to. Okay, it didn't say anything about having your sworn enemies raise up your children. Nope. The Lord told you to do it, to train them up in the ways that they should go. Okay, who didn't have their due process? And this guy right here is making sure that people don't have due process or their constitutional rights. What he's complaining about right now, he's guilty of. He is guilty of it. Okay? Any kid with a little common sense could answer this guy to his face in saying that mass shooting took place because, first of all, nobody was armed inside of the school. Second of all, you created gun-free zones, which are illegal. And third of all, guess what? We were supposed to wait for the police to protect our children, which within itself is baloney. It's almost comical, but it's not when people lose their lives. This guy is responsible for the crimes of what happened in those schools.
You know who didn't have their constitutional right to life respected? The kids at Parkland.
Yeah, the kids at Parkland. He's playing your emotions, friends. That's all he's trying to do. He wants you to allow him to think for you. Well, the problem is he's not thinking.
And Sandy Hook, and Uvalde, and Buffalo, and the list goes on and on. So spare me the...
Okay, here's the other thing. What do they teach the kids? They're demoralizing the children. The kids, as I've said a thousand times, are subjected to everything and protected from nothing. They're indoctrinating them. These people are responsible for it, and so are the good people that allow them to do so. They teach them how to kill, and then when the kids go out and kill, they're trying to figure out what the problem is. But then again, the Supreme Court says it's free speech, which it is not. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And then you have these jokers right here trying to disarm the law abiders by accusing the law abiders for the crimes of the lawbreaker. I mean, come on. Here we go, right? Yeah.
About constitutional rights.
Would the gentleman yield?
No, I will not yield. And I'm not going to yield for my entire life.
See, folks, it shows you that there's disdain for our God-given rights. This shows you that he thinks he's above the law. And he's acting in such a fashion right now. The man needs to be removed. Why is it that all of the talking heads in America are not talking about the laws that are being broken by these talking politicians, these clowns in the circus of politics that are continuously etching away at our God-given rights? How come it is that that's all they do is play the right-left paradigm as you continuously lose your rights, Americans? Gosh, it's about as simple as pie. Justice guards our liberties, and we don't have any justice, and everybody's talking over the top of justice. Well, and the only way that they get away from this is by keeping the people ignorant, Hosea 4:6, of God's law, and state statutes, and the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution, which is all premised on the Word of God. Okay? Let me go back to this. In light of what this guy just said... They provide symbolic or emotional comfort by talking about all the kids that have been killed by mass murders. By the way, because of them, again, to those who fear firearms, they have no real world practical effect other than to encourage law-abiding armed citizens to stay away. That is the way that over 98% of mass... shootings happen in gun-free zones. Mass casualty shooters have overwhelmingly elected to carry out their attacks in gun-free zones. This guy's trying to disarm you. Okay? Relative to all of the other proposed solutions to the problem of mass public shootings, like education, of course, that's never a part of the conversation. The elimination of gun-free zones would be comparatively simple and inexpensive. Eliminating the demonstrable ineffective gun-free zones would cause no permanent or substantial damage or loss to owners of such properties. No. Hey, folks, you want to get rid of these mass shootings? First of all, educate. Deal with all of these politicians that are in favor of illegally indoctrinating children to a global system of government, because that's what they're responsible for. Clean up the airwaves, clean up Hollywood, clean up the Supreme Court, and first and foremost, clean up the church. Because this all falls to the front door of the church. Anybody paying attention to the fact that the gun control that they're calling for, what it's leading to? And we were talking about at the beginning of the show, what does history teach us when a government goes for your guns? It isn't good. Well, listen to Mao Zedong, 1938, November 6th. He said, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. They want absolute control. Now, I want you to listen to this. I got a hard break. On the other side of this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a video and some audio so you can see the hypocrisy for yourself as to what you're dealing with. Okay? You ready for this? Okay. Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, said, "If the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we will disarm it ourselves." He's responsible for killing 20 to 40 million of his own people. They were all dissidents. They didn't agree with them. Okay? And they were unable to defend themselves. They were rounded up and exterminated. This is the history of governments when they talk about gun control. Nobody can get around it. Okay? Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said, "War can only be abolished through war, and in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun." He's exactly right. Read Luke 11, 21 and 22. Jesus even said the same thing. And how do you oppress the people? Again, go to 1 Samuel 13, 22. Just disarm them. China established gun control in 1935, and from 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. They were murdered by their own governments. Hey, folks, this government that's trying to disarm you, they have already murdered 60 million of their own babies because the people let them. Thought I'd put that one in perspective for you. And you think that they're looking out for your good? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979, said, "I do not want to be controlled by any superpower." Read Isaiah 14. He's a devil. He said, "I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world, and that's why I do not let any superpower control me." Oh, little does he know. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000, listen to me, professed Christians, 300,000 Christians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. And why did that happen? Because they didn't obey the Lord. Pol Pot, who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes, was responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated, yet unarmed citizens. You see how this works? You see what this is leading to? Oh, and you can rest assured it's exactly what it's leading to. If it's not stopped. Okay? Our forefathers, just for the record, did not arm the American people for the purpose of hunting. Let's make it clear once again. But rather to protect themselves from those who were doing the hunting. During that time, King George. The Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It enforces all of the other Bill of Rights. And to assure all other rights given unto us by our Creator remain. See, the wisdom of the framers of the Constitution, once again, is found consistent with the lessons of the Bible they used as the bedrock for civil law. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of government, of the people. In a righteous country, self-government reigns by the constraint of Christian morals. The civil government that desires such a monopoly of force that they are the only one with guns is a threat to our lives, to our liberties, and to our property. For that government ceases to be of and for the people. Before this hard break, I'm going to play a video for you on the other side and some audio. George Washington, once again the first president of the United States of America, said, from the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and the pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good, said the first president of the United States of America. By the way, I'm talking about the guy, along with 55 other signers, that created the Declaration of Independence and threw off the very people that you're allowing to attack you again on our own soil. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shadow. And to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Steve from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? I owe you a phone call, forgive me, but how are you, Steve?
Well, I'm doing real good. I kind of assumed you're busy.
Oh, my gosh. It's been a crazy week and a half. We're doing videos. We got people in from Ohio right now doing documentaries, so we got a lot of new stuff coming out right now, and I am working literally with three different people in the process, and hopefully that ends tomorrow. We'll see what happens, but it's all yours, Steve.
Well, I wanted to comment on something that's been troubling me about the whole thing is whenever there's a shooting like that politician, they always attack the people that didn't do anything wrong.
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
We're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, the Constitution says. And
he's the guy that just said, hey, he just said, you know, fooey on due process. That's what he just got done saying it. He goes, don't tell me about your BS is what he said. Right, concerning this expletive in our constitutional rights. He already told us he's not there for the people. He already told us that he's not there upholding the laws so that we might remain free. 2 Corinthians 3:17. He already told us. And again,
isn't that the cause of school shootings? Those guys, these kids, they're taught that you don't stand a chance. There is no due process. The courts are corrupt. The politicians are corrupt. And the only way to get anywhere is to take the government into your own hands and just to shoot a bunch of people and attack a bunch of people, whether they did anything wrong or not. And that's what his example is, what the shooter did. only not quite to that extreme. I mean, if he had his choice, he'd probably shoot you and me too, if he could, or lock us up or do whatever, because he just wants power and he wants to attack whoever didn't cause the problem. He just wants to attack and hurt people. And that's the lesson the kids are seeing. They're seeing the hate, attack, harm, and instead the leader, if the guy was a true leader, he'd come out and say, look, we got to start teaching these kids that this isn't how you handle your problems. You got to handle your problems decently. But if you look at how Nancy Pelosi or even, you know, Republican Senecans, Republicrats, you know, none of them handle their problems decently. Everybody wants power and they just want to hurt people.
Yeah.
And the kids are doing it too.
Steve, I want to do this. Just hold up with me, okay? I'm going to play this audio for the people so they can understand why it is that kids kill. Just hold with me. Why do kids kill? This game asks players to play the role of two killers who went into their school and killed their fellow classmates.
This is what the Supreme Court says is free speech.
When players engage in battle, enemies are named by stereotypes or occupations such as preppy girl, janitor, math teacher, and jock type. Once a battle starts, it is impossible to avoid or escape. The player must kill the enemy or die. Once they die, they then find themselves in hell fighting demons and ends with Satan congratulating them for their victory.
The game is called Columbine.
This game, Eric Harris,
they call this free speech. This is why kids kill.
The role of an anonymous space marine who has proven too tough for the forces of hell to contain. He fights a bloody battle with demons on Earth after a previous battle with them in hell. The game concludes with a battle in which the player must fire rockets into the exposed brains of the largest demon ever, dodging constant attacks from lesser demons which spawn indefinitely. This game includes constant graphic violence and sexual
situations.
That was
called Doom.
Players can reenact having sex with a prostitute, beat her bloody, take her money, and run her over with a car. Meanwhile, shooting at police officers, and by using a code easily accessible on many internet sites, having a realistic sexual encounter on screen, complete with audio commentary.
Why do they kill?
This game is called JFK Reloaded. The player assumes the view of the supposed and the alleged lone murderer of John F. Kennedy, Lee Harvey Oswald, on the sixth floor of the Texas Book Depository. As the motorcade drives through Dealey Plaza, the player can do whatever he or she pleases, whether to shoot the president or the people around him. The game makers hosted a competition. The goal was to attempt to replicate the assassination as close as possible. On February 22, 2005, a female competitor won the prize of $10,712.
Yep, so that game was called JFK Reloaded, and if you blow the president's head off, you win $10,000. The Supreme Court said this is free speech. Okay, parents, we know better than that.
This game is where the player survived the scenes by dispatching enemy gang members known as hunters. Occasionally with firearms, but primarily by stealthily executing them in gruesome, over-the-top ways. The rating at the end of each level is largely affected by the gruesomeness of the killings and the speed of completion. Executions are preferred in order to gain a higher score, thus encouraging players to play as viscerally as possible. The player uses a wide variety of weapons, ranging from plastic bags, baseball bats, crowbars, and all sorts of bladed items to firearms later on in this game. If the player is running out of health, painkillers can be found which replenish health. The player can strike walls or throw items such as bottles, cans, bricks, and severed heads to make noise to distract
hunters. Can you make this up? You can't.
Why do kids kill?
Satanism,
friends.
Come on,
America. Who's teaching them how to kill?
Okay, so what are your thoughts on that, Steve?
Well, that's, you know, that's a good point. Satanism is just running wild in the country, and most of the churches are just dialing on it. Nobody's trying to do anything about that. The Satanists are recruiting our kids and teaching them well, and yet everybody just hands them over. But if you and me want freedom of speech, they're more than happy to deny us freedom of speech when we try to speak out against all the harmful things they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got to understand a rigged game. I mean, that's what we're sitting here in a rigged game, and the only way you win a rigged game is you don't play. You know, we should be telling the people that are running for office, look, we got expectations of you. You better do something, and we're done listening to you just talk. They should have, you know, threw most of them people in the Supreme Court out years ago. The minute they violate our rights, they should be done. Defund them. You know, there's plenty of power over the Supreme Court, but they're getting away with it because the people that are getting elected want them to get away from.
You know what, Steve? You know what I find? And we got about 3 minutes left, and I had a conversation with the top dog concerning law enforcement in the state of Minnesota yesterday. And he said, I told him what needed to be done. I said that the politicians need to be held accountable. And I brought up Article 2, Section 4, which is right in front of our faces. And I said they need to be prosecuted as well. And that's Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. He said everybody knows it, but he said nobody's doing it. Just think about that. The problem is who we allow to represent us, and we see that over and over for decades, Steve. What do? They continuously assail the law abiders. And what do? They give a free hand to lawbreakers, encouraging them to commit the crimes all the more. I mean, it's the most backwards, upside-down thing, it's reprobate to say the least, that I've ever seen in my life. We know what we need to do, but here we have the mainstream media, and we have corrupt agencies that if you dare even talk according to the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence, then you're considered to be an enemy of the state. No, it shows you who the enemy of the state is, and it's those that claim to be law enforcement that are in fact doing their best to tear down the laws and give a free hand to lawlessness. So we have a responsibility. Either we're going to deal with them lawfully, or else we're going to lose our country. I mean, how many times does this message need to be brought forward before the American people act? Really? Because we know it needs to be done.
A government that won't obey the same laws that are put down on the citizens is true anarchy. They always call us anarchists because we want to rein in the out-of-control government. But all I ever wanted was them to have to follow the law.
That's right.
Right now, they haven't followed the law for 2 years. I mean, the prime example of the COVID enforcement was they never followed the law. And we got the biggest anarchy you could ever see. And the kids are responding to that anarchy. There is no law. There is no right and wrong.
I got to end the show, Steve. Again, thank you for the call. I totally appreciate it. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. I got you for 2 hours from 2 to 4 tomorrow, Central Standard. See ya.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.